This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
Be quite candid, I don't think we played exceptionally well here, but I think that West Virginia has a good team. I think if you were going to look at it over time, I think when they're turned up, which they were tonight, I think that they're certainly one of the best teams in the country. And you know, we didn't play poorly for the first 30 or whatever, but we, you know, obviously we closed miserably and they dominated us late. Yeah, we didn't guard him. We didn't guard him, and you know, he got off to a great start. I think he had 12 or 14, maybe 16 and a half. I can't remember exactly, but he had like 8 in the first 3 minutes, and got off to a good start. A scouting report, you know, we let him drive right, got maybe an AM1 to start or something like that. But he's a good player, and certainly, you know, I thought he played very well. I thought their whole team shared the ball, and you know, obviously with 22 assists, but they made timely shots. But I thought he, you know, of a team that played exceptionally well tonight, I thought he was probably the best player in the game.
All the layups, the most disappointing part.
No, but we did miss a lot of layups.
I mean, giving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. You know, we gave up a lot of easy baskets. You know, they end up shooting 48 and 40 from three, and then, of course, our free throw defense wasn't any good. Theirs was much better. But we gave up a lot of easy baskets, and a lot of those were off a lot, not a lot off turnovers, a few, certainly a few off second shots, and then basically just some throw it straight to the post and score.
You confident that Carlton's going to give you more for the years?
Yeah, I think so. I thought this was a game where he could actually, you know, do some things, and we needed him to do some things, especially with Landon being in foul trouble the first half. And you know, we're up 31-25, and although it's early, you know, we got a little momentum, and we finished the first half miserably. I think they went on like a 13-4 run, something like that, and then we obviously finished the game miserably. So those are two things that we have to improve on. I think that their freshness and our fatigue also played a factor down the stretch.
Big picture, how do you feel about your defense just at this point in the season?
Well, tonight it wasn't any good. So, I mean, I don't feel great about anything tonight.
Bill, Frank said such a great year. What did you think of his play tonight?
I thought we got fragmented. I didn't think Frank, you know, he got the call on the first play, and then he missed a couple of shots afterwards, and I don't think he was really plugged in after that. You know, they did a good job of running two at him and got the ball out of his hands. I mean, that's good strategy, obviously, and make us play behind that. And I thought he missed some shots he's normally been making, but I didn't think he was near as good as what he had been. 13, on either end.
13 turnovers. Would you have taken that coming into the game?
I would have taken it probably coming in, but the turnovers that we had were bad turnovers. We had numbers. We start the second half off with two awful turnovers, which led to a transition for them. So, you know, if you look at the stats, you're saying, yeah, that's not awful, but that doesn't really tell the story. They were pretty poor turnovers.
What did you think out of Josh's night?
I thought offensively he played pretty good. Yeah, but I didn't think defensively anybody played very well at all. And certainly, he's got to get more than four rebounds in a big boy game like that, especially when Landon's out of the game.
Your team shot from three very well this year, but it's 29 too many.
Yes. Well, you know what? It is too many, but the way that they played us, making us play 4-on-3 a lot, that's kind of a shot that isn't a bad shot for us, for the most part. But I think it's too many. I think that our shot selection gets pretty shaky when things get a little fragmented, when you need to drive the ball to get fouled and try to get to the free throw line, and we didn't do that very well. So I'd say 29 is too many, but in a game like this, you know, it didn't surprise me we got off that many.
Coach, you guys play Kentucky, you know, this Saturday. What's the significance of playing a game like that in late January? If there is any.
I think it's good for TV. Because there's not one coach is playing on Saturday out of the Big Ten. I mean, out of the SEC or the Big 12 would say it's a well-scheduled game. At least I don't think so. And I would bet Huggs probably feels the same way. You know, the conference season trumps, you know, your non-conference season big time. So I mean, we're happy to go. We're excited. I mean, we'll go there and let it ride. But the bottom line is I think the only reason we're doing it is for exposure for our respective leagues. I don't think any coaches are very excited about it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys.